Alas, who can conceive what it is to lie down in everlasting burnings? By Charles Simeon. To believe and obey God's word is our truest wisdom and happiness. An attention to the voice of God in His word would comfort us under all troubles and keep us steadfast amidst all the vicissitudes of life. Luke chapter 16, verses 23 to 24. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away, with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." Who would not rather be in the forlorn condition of Lazarus and attain his glorious end than live as the rich man did for a little time and then lack a drop of water to cool his tongue forever? Alas, who can conceive what it is to lie down in everlasting burnings? Who would not rather be Paul in prison, notwithstanding his chains, than to be like King Agrippa on his throne? Yes, the most afflictive circumstances of a pious man are infinitely preferable, all things considered, to the most prosperous state which an ungodly man can enjoy while on earth. The pious man sows in tears to reap in joy. The ungodly man sows the wind to reap the whirlwind. Let us then be persuaded that to serve God is our truest happiness, and that in keeping His commandments there is great reward. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Psalm chapter 19, verses 10 to 11.